Yeah. That was for Stuart. Special for Stuart. What do you want me to play?
Oh, he loved that. That was good.
Oh, started too high.
Atazame,
what's that mean?
Again.
I will do it on a different
key.
Yeah. What a schus to be together, especially to have Stewie with the two guitars. Usually when we have the two guitars, it means Stewie has other mitzvahs to it. So Baruch Hashem, I'm happy we have Baruch Hashem. We have David here, Stewie's here, two guitars are here. Baruch Hashem. And if David, I said David, and David, I can't say without David.
I understand what you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the guitars.
Two Davids. And David Menagin, yeah.
I'm
no, David and David, exactly.
No, I'm not David.
There's actually a Torah that I think it goes very well with that. Ben Amin Kleimcha. It's not a Shachman Kleimcha. It's Bamish bringing Shabbos, which is the whole point of what we're doing every week. Taka.
They sing that. They sing
English. Pasha. They sing it, and they will sing it in Mitzvah Shem very soon. There's a very famous idea in this week's Parsha. We're not going to say it. We're not going to learn it. We're going to say it now. In the fifth to last pasuk or the sixth to last pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Va'yomer Hashem al Moshe alei ahara ve'yeshem." Go up the mountain; you should be there. Rashi says, "For 40 days." Says the Rebbe Chassid of Kozhmer, quoted by the Majitzer, "Alei ahara ve'yeshem." You go up the mountain; you should be there. If you're going up the mountain, you're already there. It's like a double. So he says something beautiful, and I think it's so pashut. Rav Weinberger says this over, and Rav Moshe Tzvi says this over. It's so simple. Says a person could be somewhere physically and not be there mentally, not be there spiritually. And if you're in that memkomcha, your mom is in that memkomcha, you're not in Boca Raton. You're looking at the Kotel. Your mom is looking in Yerushalayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe, says, because of Kushmir, Alei Ahara, don't just be there physically, but be there with me. Be there emotionally, metaphysically, spiritually, pneumously, mamish with me. That's what the Bala Negina do over here. Mamish feel like you're one with their bonusham, which is the whole idea of what we're trying to talk about tonight. That was like the sixth or seventh to last pasuk of the parsha. Now we're jumping all the way to the end. Second to last pasuk of the parsha. Jumped a lot. We probably jumped over like three mesechtas, Baba Kam, Baba Metzia, a little Baba Basu. There's a lot in the parsha. I think there's like a lot of mitzvahs. Could be in I don't want to say a number. There's a lot of mitzvahs in this week's parsha. Second to last pasuk, look at the Kedushas Levi. He says, the pasuk says, "Umari kvod Hashem ke'esh ocheles barosh ahar le'enei b'nei Yisrael." The appearance of the glory of Hashem was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain before the eyes of Klai Yisrael. The mountain Torah Klai Yisrael, right? Yisrael just Matan Torah didn't just happen last week. Just because we read that says Mishpatim's mamish part of Matan Torah just as much as Yisrael is. We're gonna try to connect a little bit. Mamish, we're holding them a few minutes before Rosh Chodesh Adar, right? This Shabbos is also Shabbos Shkolim, beginning of the Dalai Parshios. Try to connect this Kiddush Levi to Shabbos Shkolim. Before we get to the Kiddush Levi, just to be able to say a little bit on Shkolim. Right, Moshe wants to bring a shekel, but he doesn't know what a shekel looks like, Chazal say. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Rashi quotes this in Parshas Kisisa, it's a Medrash, Hera lo kimin ma'beya shel ish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe a coin of fire, u'mishkel ha'machis la'shekel, whose weight was half a shekel, v'omra lo kazeh yitnu. You should give a coin like this. Give a coin, a fiery coin like this. Shot a fiery coin. It's not stam, by the way. All the Svarim bring down. Rav Leibler Eger brings down, as Yotze was this week. And all the Svarim Kedoshim bring down. The fact that Shkolim 99% falls out with Mishpatim, there's got to be a strong connection between Mishpatim and Shkolim. Right? If Shkolim is the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Adar, there's got to be a very strong connection. So I think it's Pasha. We know that Amalek tried to weaken us. Not physically. Haman just didn't want to kill us, but he wanted to kill us spiritually. Right? The Baal Shem Tov says, Asher Karach Baderech, they try to make us cold. Cold in your Nevuah Hashem. And cold in your learning. And cold in your Shema Yisrael. Everything cold, cold, cold. Sort of like what America is. Daven. But like, don't have any feeling. Don't have any emotion. And you just get it over with. Like, Hadori, come on. Two fast tunes and you're done. Let's go. Done. Says Kiddush Slavi, it's the opposite. In Yiddishkeit, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just looks at our quantity, he looks at our quality. Let's say that the Kiddush Slavi outside, we'll see it inside. and they'll connect it back to the shkolim, not be'ashal ish. Umare kivod Hashem ki ish ocheles. You want to know how to bring the most kavod Hashem? How do you have Moshe? How do you have Hashem in your life when you're ke'ish ocheles? When you yourself are a burning fire. When you get up in the morning, you're like, ah, tefillin. Ah, davening. Get to serve the Ribono Shel Olam, mitzvos. Or it's, davening after davening. Okay, I'm going to do 15, 10 minutes. I'm done. Your davening is your chiyas. It's your energy. It's your life source. It's your oxygen. Then if that's, you want to know the biggest kavod Hashem is ke'ish ocheles. Obviously, we all have those days. Those days, okay, I'm not feeling it. And that's very normal. It's very normal. But then you have those days, your mamash on fire. Fire, nothing can touch me. No person, no email, no person, no kid. Nothing can touch me. Nothing can touch me. That's ke'ish ocheles. Listen to what the Kiddush HaSevi says. Dineh. Maybe Tana Gedola Lamala. Person, when he does mitzvahs, he does great things to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Do you ever wonder what your report card is? Says the Kedushas Levi. Second line down. Ukshaodem wrote to Leda Im Hashem Isbach Yesu Tanek Bamarso. What am I in Hashem's eyes? What does my David? What does my learning do for the Ribono Shel Olam? Do you ever wonder what your report card is, Mirzof? It's very simple. Habechinu Hu Alzeh, says the Kedushas Levi. Im Adam Roash Libo Boark Ish Umislaiv Tome Lavoruso. If you view yourself and you look in yourself in a real way, sincere and genuine way, am I into my davening? Am I into my learning? Am I into my midos, my kindness, and my chesed, my shmir sinayim? Biyishlo cheshek v'ratzom avodis habor. No, no, you have a true desire. As bevade mechach shesham isbarach yishlo tanim b'amaroso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a great sign. If you have that fire, Hashem saying, I love you. You're doing great. L'chach mesayim lo min ha-shamayim. Hashem is helping you. He'll give you holy thoughts to help you continue. This is what the pasuk says. Umara kivod Hashem. Where can you see Hashem the most? Shasimen kishiyirtsa adam leida imrawa kivod Hashem. If you want to see if Hakadosh Baruch Hu's honor is mamish there, Hakadosh Baruch Hu nena mimenu ulazek ke'ish ocheles im libo boer ke'ish. If your heart is on fire, we'll help. If your heart is on fire and you're on fire for the Ribono Shel Olam, that's the biggest umara kavod Hashem. And you're on fire for the Ribono Shel Olam, it's the biggest kavod Hashem. Okay. It's all about the ish. That's the mice, I believe, of the Baal Tanya. It's a machzedek, right? He told his son, "You're learning." The second Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, was sitting there learning, and the Tzemach Tzedek as a baby was crying. He said, "If you don't hear the baby crying, Taka, then your learning is not." I believe it, Taka. I should have jumped quicker, Taka. But I think that's really the connection up between this and Shkal. Umara kivod Hashem ke'ish ocheles. When a Jew feels his ke'ish ocheles, that's the biggest kavod Hashem. Because everything now and nowadays is telling us to do the opposite. It's just to be worried about the physical. But if you want to do anything spiritual, just do it. Just do it without any emotion, without any feeling. That's a mamish, a malik 101. That's America 101. It's not just America. It's Western culture 101. Our job as Jews, right? We said before. Yisrael, by the Sfasemes, from the Sfasemes. Yisrael has the word ish in it. We have the word ish. We have the fire in us. You take the fire out of a Jew, take the fire, the 301 out of Yisrael, which is 540. 540 minus 301 is 240, left with a malik. And take the ish out of a Jew, you're left with a malik. And that's why you always have doubts, and doubts in your Yiddishkeit, and doubts in your Emunah, and doubts in Hashem, and doubts what's going to be in Israel, and doubts what's going to be with the election, doubts. But if a Jew is connected to the Ribono Shel Olam in a fiery way, in a real way, sincere way, there's no doubts. That's not Be'eshal Ish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs your money? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need your money. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe? And this is exactly as from the Ksav Sofer and as from the Sfasemes and other Tzadikim. Be'eshal Ish means by the Chamach Zashekel, everyone, I want everyone to be counted, but I want their fire, I want their passion, I want their energy. I just don't want them. I want their essence. I want all their feelings and all their emotions and all their efforts. Yesterday, my sister made a bris. My grandfather, Baruch Hashem, was named. He was a survivor. He had every reason to throw everything away. His name was Reuven. And then the baby, Reuven Baruch. He had every reason to. His brother and sister killed. Parents killed, murdered. He had every reason to throw everything away. But not only did he not throw everything, he built Torah, and he built Torah institutions, and he built yeshivas back in America. He had every reason. Rav Weinberger's father had every reason, right? He's still in the Shloshim. Amish, every reason to throw everything away. Not only did he build a family, he built a klal yisrael. I cannot imagine my life without my Rebbe, without Rav Weinberger. Can you imagine if that survivor decided not to have Hashem in his life? There'll be thousands of Jews, one Jew here in particular, who would not feel like a Jew. I might have been Jewish-ish. I wouldn't feel what it means proud to be a Jew. He said, Rav Weinberger said his father's favorite sport he loved watching was boxing. He used to tell his friends, "Come around, come over here, let's watch. Let's watch the guy beat up another guy." He said, "You get, honestly, get pure hana watching guy just beat the living daylight out, just like beating up each other." Exactly. Yeah, a week and a half ago, whatever.
There's a video.
Yeah, it's filling. I'm saying you're talking about someone who lived his life, mamash, with a fire, whose everything, his whole essence was Yiddishkeit. 2 nights ago, literally, Monday night, I had this chus to go to the Lubavitch Rebbe's kever. It was the Lubavitch Rebbe's wife's, it was the Rebbetzin's yard site. Cool. And there was a pile of kvittles there, mamash piles. You're talking about people who go all over the world and came just for this one day. And I, Baruch Hashem, was zocha to be there for one night, and it was this night. I had to daven by her kever and daven by the Rebbe's kever. You're talking about people who weren't human beings. They're anshei kodesh. Right? The Kotzker says, the Kotzker Rebbe's Yartzer was this week also. Chosh Baruch says, I don't want malachim.
Same night.
Same as Rebbe Leibelon, same as the Rebbe's. Anshei kodesh, the Pasuk says in this week's parsha. Anshei kodesh tiyulunli means, I want holy people. People who act in a refined manner, in a mechubadik manner. In a holy manner, in a fiery manner. And that was the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin. To have people go all over the world. I saw the main speaker. I saw Sivan wrote a whole thing. The main speaker at the Shluchos conference was the woman from the Shliach from China. She had a pack out and everything from this from the virus and everything. But you're talking about the Chabad world, that's Mamish Mesiris Nefesh. Just with age, with fire, with passion. Just to end up with a story. They're able to connect this all together. We still have Kiddush Hashem. Kavod Hashem. You want to have Kavod Hashem? Ki Ish L'Cheles. When you're on fire, and then you know it's the biggest Kavod Hashem. That's Mabeya Shalish. Rashi says by the Shekel. The Shparuch shows Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Weinberger said there's a time in his life. He didn't say when. It was when he was younger, and he wasn't sure what to do in his Avodas Hashem. So he decided he was going to go see the Rebbe. And they said the Rebbe takes a walk. He said this before. I'll say it again. I think it's very permdic. He decided to be able to go to Crown Heights and try to get a bracha from the Rebbe. And they said, it's very busy, but if you come, go outside at 2:30, the Rebbe usually walks the mincha around 2:30. So 2:25, he goes outside, Ocean Parkway, it's empty, no one's there. 2:27 still, Weinberger's a rabbi, 7:70, he's going to get right there. 2:29, next thing you know, looks like a zebra. There's these thousands of chassidim just come out. These Lubavitchers come out of nowhere. You know what Weinberger said? He got pushed all the way to the back. And the Rebbe came, the Rebbe was mamash on time, he walked very fast. Rav Weinberger said that the Rebbe came, walked right by him, he said shalom to everyone. And then he came 10 steps back, and he looked at Rav Weinberger, and without saying a word, the Rebbe looked at Rav Weinberger's face, and he saw that there was something deep going on, and he went like this to him. Just gave him put his arm up, mamash, like this. I remember Rav Weinberger said this story on Shabbos, in Reuben Shul in YU. The Rebbe looks at Rav Weinberger's face, he goes like this, gives him like a continue forward. Weinberger said that continue forward has been helping Gomez in his entire Avodas Hashem, his entire life. And I truly believe that's exactly what this time of the year is really truly all about. It's not just having Matan Torah, it's living Matan Torah. It's living it. Aleha Rebbe Hayesham. Living Mim Koyncho. Not just singing Mim Koyncho for 5 minutes and being inspired and it's like gone. But taking that inspiration and mamish making sure that our Torah and our Davin, our whole Avodas Hashem, this is Namash on fire. If we do this, Bezos Hashem will be Zocha to lay in the Megillah right over there. And Yisham Yekodesh Bezos Hashem.
Amen.
Yisrael.
Yibane, yibane. This is some...